Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings to all of you out there, wherever you may be and however you are tuning in. I appreciate you coming along today for about 5 minutes of some grace, and we'll try to put some fresh bread on your table. We are concluding a little portion of John 12 in which Jesus, who is between Palm Sunday and Crucifixion Day, has been confronted by a group of Greeks who want to see him, and he answers the bizarre answer of unless a seed of corn falls into the ground and die, it won't bring forth fruit, but if it does, it shall bring forth much fruit. Jesus is referring to his own crucifixion and resurrection. We have it good because of him. That links us to 25, where he said, he who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Jesus is showing us that the key to walking in the life of the eternal is to give up possession of the old nature. So when you identify with his death, he's not asking you to go die for him. He's telling you that his death is about to be what brings forth much fruit. For you to participate in that eternal life, God doesn't need you to go out and give your physical life. That wouldn't do any good. But he is saying to you that you can put your old man into his death. And so his death becomes your death. When you gave your heart to Christ, what you are really identifying with is that someone died for you. To understand reconciliation, it's not just a matter of accepting that he died for me. It's a matter of accepting that I died in him, that his death was my death. That leads me to 26. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. And so Jesus is establishing what seems old hat for us on the other side of the resurrection, that we are his and he is ours, and that together we belong to the Father. But for the people standing there that day, Jesus is trying to show them that the way to be honored by the Father is to identify with his death. If you identify with the death of Jesus, this is all new ground for his audience, who is not anticipating his death in the next 72 hours to 4 or 5 days, whatever it'll be. They're not thinking in terms like he's thinking. Remember, his opener to this conversation was, it's time for me to be glorified. What we now know he meant was, it's time for me to die. But more importantly, it's time for me to come out of a tomb. And in order for me to come out of a tomb, I've got to go into a ground and die. And when you go into that ground with me, not literally jump up on a cross of wood and die or drag a cross around, but when you spiritually die, you tap into the eternal life. And when you serve me, you're going to follow me. You're going to become a part of me, that where I go, you go. See, where I am, there my servant will be also. That tells me Jesus isn't up in some cosmic place called heaven on the other side of the solar system on a throne waiting for you to get there when you die. Where I am, my servant already is. And so when Jesus is telling us that you can identify with me through my death so that you can have my life. Remember, he said he's about to be glorified. So he's about to drop a deposit of the glory into the hearts and lives of everyone who follows him. If anyone serves me, Jesus says, him my Father will honor. So how to be honored of the Father then is not doing good works. He's talking to a group. Basically, the Jewish world had always thought that the honor of the Father came upon those who performed the best, because that's a life of Mosaic economy. But Jesus is saying, for those who follow me, those who identify with my death and then tap into my eternal life through my resurrection, they are part of the fruit of the corn of wheat that falls into the ground and dies. They are part of that fruit. Those my Father will honor. So the honor of heaven is bestowed upon us not only when we die and get to a place called heaven. The honor of the heavenly is bestowed upon us as we identify with a resurrected life through Jesus Christ. Now, the next several verses, Jesus is actually going to predict his death on the cross, and it's going to give us the end-all verse, I think, to judgment that was coming up at Calvary, and you're not going to want to miss it. I'll see you then. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.